Welcome to Still in College, where the Ithacan asks Ithaca College faculty and staff about their college years. My name is Luke Harbour, multimedia editor of the Ithacan. Today's guest is Luca Maurer, LGBT Education, Outreach, and Services Program Director at Ithaca College. Luca, thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks so much for having me.
You're welcome. Are you ready to do this?
I am.
All right, fantastic. So, we're going to start with some general questions, and then we're going to get more personal. Let's begin. So, Luca, first off, which college did you attend?
I attended the University of Delaware in Newark, Delaware. Go Blue Hens.
All right. So what year did you graduate?
1986.
So let's go back 4 years earlier when you were a first-year student in 1982. Now, what did you think college was going to be like?
I was coming from a little tiny town. It was a town that still today experiences a lot of economic challenges and depression. And my experience of my little tiny town was that it was extremely homophobic, extremely challenging for anybody who had any marginalized social identities. And so I was super excited to leave and to go to college. One of the high school teachers that I had who made the most impression on me, who I loved the most, who I learned the most from, Mr. Sullivan, who was our English and humanities teacher, he never disclosed that he was gay, and it was just sort of an open secret. He was the only gay person that I or any of my classmates knew in our little tiny town, and he did his best to try to support us. And one day, as I was working at my seat, he came over, he leaned over, whispered in my ear, "Save yourself, flee this town." And so I took his advice, and I tried to figure out the furthest that I could get with the financial resources that I had. And so my expectation for college was it would be less homophobic, more welcoming. It was an opportunity for me to make a fresh start. And so I was excited to leave. And so Newark, Delaware it was.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Well, then, Luca, from your experience and from the advice that you got from Mr. Sullivan,
yeah,
can you tell me what were your first impressions when you got to the school?
I was super excited. It was, again, I came from a very small town, and the University of Delaware is not in a big city, but it was much bigger than I was used to, which was exciting. I was excited to meet other people. I was excited to find myself in situations with sort of like-minded people. I wanted to do stuff, right? I wanted to learn and expand my horizons, and I wanted to put some of this stuff into practice. So my first impression was, you know, this is a much bigger place than I'm used to, but I totally got this. I can handle it. Let's see what happens.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, all right. In that case, what was a course that you remembered that you really enjoyed?
Okay. So that is super easy. I took a humanities colloquium about Gandhi's principles of nonviolence and social change. The capstone project was that each student had to put into practice some of what Gandhi's principles were, towards affecting some kind of social change that was important and meaningful for them. At that time, again, this goes back, at that time, there were a core group of students who really wanted the university to divest its financial holdings in South Africa. Apartheid was still going on at that time. And so we planned an action to raise awareness on campus to try to convince the university to do that. It involved a mock funeral. It involved us erecting a whole bunch of tombstones on the campus quad. And not only was I super into raising awareness, but I had to then sort of examine this experience and write about it as my capstone. And it was rigorously academic. I mean, again, like we had to write papers and explain exactly how this upheld Gandhi's beliefs. It was amazing. And some of my classmates did, all of my classmates did very, very different things. One person, I believe, went on a hunger strike. One person delved very, very deeply into spiritual practices to improve and explore self. And so again, just the wide-ranging experiences that we all had. But again, our professor said, relate this back to what we're talking about. How does this relate? Cite your references.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is so special. Now, my next question, I'm sure you know what's coming at this point.
I do.
What was a class you just were not all about in college? What did you not enjoy taking?
Also, a very easy question, intensive elementary German. I got into the class and the style of the professor, shall we say, did not suit me very well. I respect the professor's teaching methods, but they didn't really reflect my learning style. It was impacting my mental health, and it was dragging down my grade point average in a way that was not going to be helpful to me. But I was in that class, I want to say, till almost Thanksgiving, and it was brutal.
So, Luca, let's get into some more personal things.
Sure.
It's great. I love talking academia.
Sure.
And I also love talking, you know, about things like love.
Yes.
So let's dive right into that.
Indeed.
So for some students, Luca, college is a time to explore romanticism. Now, for you personally, did you date in college?
Indeed, I did.
Okay, okay. And how was that experience for you? How was dating in college?
So for me, that's against a backdrop of both a place that was pretty homophobic. So first of all, it was about finding other LGBT people to socialize with, just to meet people, because it's difficult to date someone. It was difficult to date someone before smartphones, unless you could meet like-minded people first and sort of socialize and say, oh, that's a person I'd like to get to know more. We had to actually find each other in person. Most of the party culture was focused on fraternities and sororities, and they were not safe for LGBT people. That is not to say that LGBT people didn't go and weren't a part of those parties and weren't a part of those organizations. They managed their identities very carefully. They mostly hid themselves. They were not living authentic lives. Sometimes they were people who participated in overtly homophobic behavior. As I said, I have grown to appreciate that environment because it forced me to seek out other avenues to surround myself with people who supported me and loved me and who we had a mutual appreciation and respect for each other. And one way we did that was through the LGBT Student Club. When I started at the University of Delaware, the club was called the Gay Student Union. So it had only one of the letters. It was for everyone, but it was just called the Gay Student Union. And since that time, they've added letters. The other thing that was happening at this time this is a real period piece, I guess, is when I was a first-year student, one of my friends down the hall had an uncle who was one of the first people diagnosed with HIV. It was 1982. At that time, it was called GRID, gay-related immune deficiency. Scientists and researchers and medical providers were still trying to understand what it was. Nobody knew how it was caused. Nobody knew how it was transmitted. Many of the people who were some of the folks identified as the first people who came down with it were gay. And so that label got slapped on it, gay-related immune deficiency. We certainly don't refer to it that way anymore. And that was another challenge both for our panel presentation programs, because people would, again, hurl hate at us based on fear of that disease, but also in the greater context of the university. The university was struggling to grapple with, we have this club and it's officially recognized. Should we revoke the fact that it's recognized because it might be a threat to public health? Again, conversations that today seem wildly misinformed. And at the time, there was very, very little information about it. One of the things I loved about our panels the most is what we put a human face on who are lesbian, gay, bisexual, trans, queer people. And when folks could put a face on that experience, it was much more difficult to other us and say, oh, it's only that sort of people that gets this scary disease, and we're going to shun folks like that. But when we said, we're in your classes, we're in your student organizations, we're eating next to you in the dining hall, we are volunteering with you down at the different things that we're volunteering at, we're just like everybody else. And so that was an interesting experience. And again, if you want to also overlay opportunities and challenges around dating against a backdrop of a disease that nobody fully understood, that was also a huge issue for us.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Luca, just in listening to you more and more, I know I've certainly gained a really great perspective of that everyone has a truly different experience of what love means. So for you personally, Luca, from your perspectives and your experiences in college, what piece of advice do you have for students about love?
I think one of the most important components of interacting with the idea of love out in the world is first about self-acceptance and self-love. And that sounds super easy, and it was not super easy for us back then in the 80s, certainly surrounded by messages that would vilify us. And in my work here today, I still hear many, many stories of students who are still grappling with reconciling things that seem irreconcilable in their lives that make it difficult for them to fully accept themselves to the point where they have compassion for themselves. I mean, wonderful, compassionate students, and their compassion is directed and their love is directed outward. And the more they talk and the more I hear them put themselves down or minimize their self-worth, I really think that one of the most important first steps about grappling with love in the world is about self-acceptance and self-love, compassion for self.
And being in a college environment again, Luca, what is one way you believe student life has changed?
I think in general, there's much more of a focus on student safety, which is a good thing. Students' mental health, physical health, social health. I hope that today in higher education, that institutions are doing a better job at communicating what services are out there and who the support network is. Another experience that I had in college that, again, was challenging, but I value it tremendously because it helped me tap into my resilience, was I was not just harassed verbally, but also for a time in my dorm, I lived in a dorm with a bunch of other people who basically bullied and terrorized anybody who they felt was different. And so they targeted me because of my presentation and my sexual orientation. They targeted a person with disabilities on my floor. They targeted a couple of people of color on my floor. They targeted my RA because he was studying for the ministry and they thought that was weird. That's in quotes. He was a fantastic guy. And when I'm say targeted, they both verbally and physically harassed us, and we all lived on the same floor where we lived. That's our home. And at one point, I had just had enough. It was difficult. I lived through intensive elementary German, but I was like, this is way worse. So this is way worse than that, and I just can't. This is where I live, and I don't have safety where I live in a campus facility. And a bunch of people around me, a couple of professors who knew what was going on, and a couple of friends kept recommending to me that I go and see this one person in residential life. But she wasn't part of the chain of command of the people that had to do with my dorm. I didn't really understand why people kept saying her name. And with my things packed, I went to this woman's office that everybody had said. I thought, maybe I'll just go meet this woman. I wonder what's up with this. And I described to her everything that was happening. And I said, look, all this stuff is happening. We've all been bullied and targeted and harassed, and we've had our things destroyed. People had come into my room and destroyed my possessions. They were threatening us, and no one would help. And I said, look, I'm going to leave. It was silly of me to think that I could make something of myself. Every message that I get all around me is doom and gloom. You'll never amount to much. And also, there's this crazy disease out there that nobody even understands. Look, you know, how dare you think you could achieve anything in this environment? This is all ridiculous. It just doesn't matter. This woman in residential life who had no power and had nothing to do with my dorm looked into my eyes and she said, it matters to me that you stay. And I stayed. I went back to my room. I unpacked all my things. I am here in this office today to pay it forward. And that's what changed my life.
That's fantastic. My last question for you, Luca, is there anything else about college that you would like to say that I didn't ask you about already?
Ask for what you need. And if you can't find it, keep asking until somebody helps you. And again, that may be something that some students already do. There are lots and lots of people here and lots of offices whose job it is to help students succeed. And there are some students we can't assist if we don't know they need assistance. And so asking for what you need through whatever manner that feels comfortable. It might mean coming to someone's office. It might be sending an email or messaging somebody. Ask for what you need. And again, if the person or the office that you've come to here on our campus can't help you, nine times out of 10, they know who can, and they'll refer you, and they'll refer you again to someone that they trust, who will support you, who feels safe. I provide so many referrals in this office to the chaplains, who are wonderful, to career services, to CAPS, to the folks upstairs in who provide physical health services, to student accessibility services, and academic enrichment. And again, these are all people who are here to help you all succeed. Help us help you by letting us know what your needs are.
This has been Still in College, where the Ithacan asks Ithaca College faculty and staff about their college years. My name is Luke Harbour, multimedia editor of the Ithacan, and today I spoke with Luca Maurer, LGBT Education Outreach and Services Program Director at Ithaca College. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much. Thank you.